Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Patrick Pezzella. Pat's the Assistant Secretary for Administration and Management and the Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Labor. And joining us in our conversation is Morgan Kinghorn.
Pat, let's begin with e-government and the department. Labor is the lead agency for one of the e-government initiatives. I think there's something like 24 across government. This one is govbenefits.gov. We know the website was recently updated to include more benefit programs. Can you tell us a little more what the citizen might find when they reach that site and what your objectives are?
Sure. Govbenefits.gov was launched, was a public launch in April of this year, and was the first really major launch of as you've referred to, the 24 e-gov initiatives that the administration is working on. And primarily, it's to provide citizens a 24/7 access to find out if they might be eligible for the many federal government benefit programs that exist. Hopefully, it reduces the runaround time that people had to do in the past, where either they had to go walk from office to office to figure out where they really belong regarding their situation, or if they had to start calling, you know, dialing for information. The site, I encourage people to visit the site because you enter it and your identification is not known, but you answer a series of specific questions, and then you're steered towards benefit programs that you might be eligible for. And then from there, you can drill down on those sites and find out more information. And like I say, you can do this 24/7. Right now, we've got about 180 or so federal programs up on the site. And we're hoping by January to actually have all close to 300 federal government benefit programs listed. So it'll be – this is phase one. First one is really inventorying and getting them all linked to the site, and then we'll go on from there.
You mentioned that you got some yellows on the PMA, which are hard to come by. So congratulations, and a lot
Thank
of
you.
I think was to do with e-government initiatives. And this one, like e-gov itself, the concept requires you to go beyond the walls of labor. And you mentioned hundreds of programs you're trying to consolidate for our citizenry. What were some of the challenges that you faced as a department trying to coordinate and develop and improve the website that crossed the labor borders, to say?
Well, it was challenging. It is challenging. You've heard those analogies of people of sometimes trying to work on these joint efforts with a lot of different agencies or individuals is like herding cats. Well, this is more like herding tigers because some of these were rather large government departments that we were working with as partners. We had really good coordination assistance from OMB. We were very focused on what our objectives were. The presence management agenda, the existence of it, really made some of what we had to do a little easier because we weren't this isn't something sort of we created. We were assigned the task of being the managing partner, and we got to work on it. And there's always some places that cooperate more than others, but in the end, we really had good cooperation, and I think that the site itself is a testimony to that.
As managing partner for the initiative, what were your roles? Do you get to make decisions or do you facilitate?
There's a lot more facilitation goes on than just sort of decision making in a vacuum. And we had a project manager on it. We had a regular e-newsletter to the partners. And we set some specific time frames with goals and objectives, and that seemed to work well.
What can other departments and agencies learn from the implementation of govbenefits.gov?
As a matter of fact, we thought it would be useful to other departments and agencies if we did a little lessons learned ourselves. And our deputy secretary at the department, Cameron Finley, provided the President's Management Council and the Chief Information Officers Council a lessons learned from GovBenefits memorandum back in June, because we wanted to do it very quickly after we launched it, because, like I said, we were the first ones to launch. There are 23 other initiatives, and the lessons learned was I'll run through them for you rather quickly. One was to make sure you secure upper management's commitment to deliver results. We had that at the Department of Labor for sure with the Secretary Chow and the Deputy Secretary. Communicate effectively was lesson two. We had lots of meetings with partners. We set up a regular newsletter for them, and we really tried to keep everybody in the loop. Lesson three was to develop an indisputable value proposition, and that proposition is building gov benefits the right thing to do for the citizens. And every time we ask the question, the answer is yes. So we sort of kept working back to that with our partners to make sure that we had the cooperation that was necessary. Lesson four is to recognize project champions and channel their energy. Like every endeavor, there's some who have a higher degree of energy towards a project than others. So we tried to recognize that and make sure we could maximize that. Lesson five was to demonstrate tangible results quickly. And sometimes in partnerships, there's a tendency for perhaps a lot of agreement and then not results. And we set an aggressive 100-day time frame for producing the first release, and we met that. Lesson six was to promote risk-taking. And we wanted our partners, as well as the people we had working on the project, to think outside the box and look at ways to be creative in gathering up all these programs and the information. Lesson seven was to understand what drives your partners, because your partner is always asking the question, how does my organization benefit from this? And we were always mindful of that, and I think that very much contributed to the success of it. Lesson eight was to apply pressure when appropriate, and we had, like I mentioned earlier, good coordination from OMB on that.
I'd like to mention a couple of times. Just kidding.
Lesson nine we found was to appoint a full-time project manager, and we did that early. And actually, our project manager was hired away by the private sector just recently, but we have another project manager on board. The idea of someone full-time focusing on this is really a key. You cannot just sort of have it collateral duties if you're a managing partner. Lesson 10 was to build for the future. We focused on coordinating gov benefits with FirstGov from the beginning. Our site's hosted by FirstGov. So as FirstGov grows, we grow too. And lesson 11 was to solicit citizen feedback, and we get feedback, and we utilize it to make adjustments and improvements.
It's interesting, as OMB in a report they did after the summer process where they gave the report card, the second phase of the report card, really indicated there were two factors, and you've named them, so you may have been the poster child. One was the fact that someone was in charge of each initiative, and the second, the agencies that did well saw the integrating force of all the five elements. So it sounds like you were probably one of the promoters of those two rules.
Yeah, well, our deputy, and Cam Finley, was recently named, I guess in the last four or five months, as the chairing the President's Management Council eGov subcommittee, which I think was another credit to the department that this is an area that we spend some time on, an issue that we really are interested in.
Let me ask you about a couple of the lessons learned. One of them talked about the importance of involving top leadership. And often in the cases, people have great intentions, but top leaders have so much on their plate and so much to deal with. How was that actually done?
At our department, I had a weekly meeting that we still have on just we call it our e-government strategy group. Includes a member of the Deputy Secretary's staff, someone from our intergovernmental affairs staff, obviously folks from the CIO's office, and so we go over a variety of e-government issues and gov benefits. We'd always, obviously, the project manager would always be in those meetings, and so we would, in essence, have a weekly update and report on this. And we also assembled an eGov team at the department, which is made up of the individuals from our department that are our representatives on the other eGov initiatives that we're not the managing partner of. And that group meets about monthly, so that we have a continuing update of what's happening with all the eGov initiatives that we have an active interest in, and we exchange information and keep each other posted, so we can sort of our own best practices session that goes on a monthly basis there.
Another one was taking risks, and I'm just curious, that at some level seems counterintuitive in the environment you're in. I wonder if you can give me some examples or some insights into how that was done.
Some of the risk was to keep meeting with agencies who maybe were not so enthusiastic at first. Don't take no or not interested for a final answer, and again try to play to the partner's best interest as to why they should participate and increase their participation. So I guess I would cite that as probably the key one.
That's a good stopping point. It's time for a break. Come back in a few minutes as we continue talking about management with Pat Pacell of the U.S. Department of Labor. Who's hiring MBA these days? Would you believe? The Department of Labor. We'll ask Pat about this when the Business of Government Hour returns.
How can we strengthen the relationship between performance and public service? A recent endowment report makes the case for performance management by confronting conventional attitudes. For a copy of the report, Performance Management, A Start Where You Are, Use What You Have Guide by author Chris Y., visit our website at businessofgovernment.org or call us at 703-741-1077.